Proclamation number 5673 of 11th of May, 1953. Connection with God. Blessing for proclaimers of the gospel. You will never lose me again in eternity once you have made contact with me of your own free will. For this means that you will no longer be abandoned by me once your will has turned towards me. But you will also no longer want to go without me, for you will find peace of mind once you have recognized me and now consciously strive towards me. You'll recognize everything as empty and stale, which is part of my adversary, that is, what the world offers you. It will no longer satisfy you. It will no longer make you happy. You have overcome the world because you strive for my kingdom, which is not of this world. Yet in order to first find me, in order to establish the connection with me, you must be informed that you have a Creator and Father from eternity who loves you and wants to make you blissfully happy. You must hear my word. You must know what I say to people. For you must get to know me in order to be able to love me, and you must love me in order to strive for me. Thus my word is conveyed to you first, which is intended to open up knowledge about me to you, and I myself commission those who convey this word to you humans. They are my servants on earth, my messengers, who receive my gospel from me and pass it on to their fellow human beings. The transmission of my word is of such great importance that I bless everyone who gives himself to it, for otherwise you can rarely experience my love, wisdom and omnipotence, and you must know this in order to desire me, for the human being only desires what seems valuable to him. And I want to be recognized by you as a supremely perfect being, because only then will you consciously place yourselves at my side and have the desire to unite with me. But then you will also have made your decision of will for the purpose of which you live on earth as a human being. I did not tell my disciples in vain, go and teach all nations. Without knowledge of my love, people will not find me. They will only be influenced in their will and thinking by the word which addresses them and stimulates them to live according to this word in order to experience the effect of the word. And as soon as I myself can speak to people because they opened their ears to me, it is also possible for me to influence their thoughts and intentions without forcing them. And therefore I bless every serious proclaimer of my gospel, of the message which originated from me and was brought to people on earth through Jesus Christ and yet is to be brought to them again and again precisely in order to urge their will to make the right decision to turn to me and to achieve the connection with me, which is the human being's first and last aim on earth. And as soon as people listen to my word, my strength of love takes hold of them and draws them to me. But the word must be able to penetrate the heart. It must not only touch the ear where it can just as easily fade away again. It must be received by the heart, which then feels my address as a ray of love and completely surrenders itself to me. But then I will have grasped it and will never let it out of my hands again. Then it has already become mine through its will, and it will remain mine for all eternity. Amen.